Thank you for calling Orange Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Excuse me, what was that?
This is Abigail from Orange Top Fiber. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Yeah, I'm calling about the Orange Top that I just had installed. Everything's working fine, but my email address has changed, and I believe there was a wrong entry made on my email address from the beginning, so I'm trying to get that straightened out because I can't use my home pass anymore on my phone.
Okay. All right. No problem. So just to better understand, you're having problems with your home pass. There is an incorrect email address that was used.
Yes, correct. And I believe in your main system too, when the salesperson came that day, I gave him an email address that won't exist anymore as of tomorrow when I cut off Spectrum and our phone number gets switched over.
Oh, you have a rr.com email?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Let me take a look on your account for you. Could you spell your last name for me, please?
Yeah, the last name is Albany, Albany.
And what's your first name, Mr. Albany?
First name would be John, J-O-H-N.
Okay, could I get your service address, please?
Yeah, 36 Lipton Street, Kingston, New York, 12401.
And what speed internet did you get with us?
Excuse me?
What speed internet did you get with us?
I think it ended up being a half a gig, if I remember correctly.
Okay. And the phone number you're calling from, is that a good call, that number?
I'm calling from my cell phone number. So it would be 845-706-2344.
Okay. All right. So on your profile, I'm seeing two emails. You do have ALB as in boy, J as in Jaguar, G as in George at hbc.rr.com.
That's incorrect. That's going to change.
Okay, that's the one that should change.
Yep.
Okay, give me a moment, please.
Yep.
All right. Okay, go ahead with the email address, please.
The new email address will be ALBJG, just like before, and the change is outlook.com.
Okay, so that's ALB as in boy, J as in Jaguar, G as in goat at outlook.com.
Yep, outlook.com, outlook.com.
Okay. Give me a moment, okay? I'm just making the changes online.
Sure, fine.
All right, so as it relates to your Home Pass app, did they provide you with an email and a password to log in?
When Edgar was first here to tech to install, there was the wrong email address was entered. It was entered as albjg@hvc.com, so it was missing an abbreviation. He went that day and I told him, the email address was the one that you just terminated. So now I need my new email address, which would be albjg@outlook.com for my home pass.
Okay. All right. So with HomePass, it's a little bit tricky. So that is going to be your login, but to actually change it to a different email address,
Okay.
it's not going to work. It's just going to act as your username, being that your profile was created under that email. But as it relates to your account is now going to run under ALBJG as Outlook.com. Did you get a chance
Okay.
to log in onto your online customer account as yet? This shows that you're pending registration.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I don't quite follow you on that. So on the web, you're saying, maybe you just explain it to me and I can try and follow you.
Okay. Are you able to go on arch.fiber.com?
Yep, I'm right in front of the computer now. I can do it right on my desktop, right?
Yeah, I'm also going to change the email that's there because they also put it for alvg@hvc.com. I'm going to change that for you.
Right, that one is definitely wrong. So I'm going to archtopfiber.com, you said?
That is correct.
Can't reach that page. Hold on. Archtop, because I spelled it wrong. Go ahead.
Could you tell me your current email again, please? It's
B as in boy.
ALBJG
Yes, JG.
at Outlook.
Yep. At Outlook.com.
Okay. One moment. All right, so look on the page and see if you see something that says login.
Yeah, sign in button. I'll click on that. I got up the sign in log on box. So type in the ALBJG at Outlook.
Yeah, that is the one that you should put in and let me know once you're at the password section.
Okay, I'm at the password section.
The password, it is Arch, so capital ARCH 2024 exclamation sign.
Okay. So that's, was that caps on all the letters or just the first letter?
Just the first letter.
Okay, so capital ARCHTOP.
No, 2024.
Right, so see, I messed it up. Sorry. ARCH2024.
The exclamation point.
Exclamation, okay. I'll type that in right now. You are not enrolled for auto pay for your invoice. I'll just click close on that, right? Because I can set that up later, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so I'm in, and my profile, I can change that password.
Yeah, definitely. You can go ahead and change the password. I'm also going to delete the albjg@hvc.rr.com. I'm going to delete that.
Right. And also on my screen here, contact information, that email address is wrong.
Oh yeah, I'm changing it right now. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's what you're changing. Okay, yep, I follow you. All right, so I can edit the password now. Is okay to do that, right?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. New password.
So I did change that. So whenever you do create that new password and try to log back in, you can check to see if that has been changed, okay?
Gotcha. Okay. Save. Successfully save, close, I'll log out, and then I'll try to log back in with the new password, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Touchdown, it worked.
No problem. You can check to see if you also should change with the email address as well.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You can also check to see the change with the email address as well.
Yeah, the contact security information has the right login, and the contact information has the right email address now. Yes, it does.
Okay, no problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
No, I think that's it. And I can set up the auto pay right on here, right? Correct?
That is correct.
If I'm looking at that right, okay. All right. Got you there. So I think I'm good to go. That should do it. And then, oh, one other question. So when Edgar the tech was here, he told me on 10/25 the house phone will be switched over from Spectrum to Archtop. Is that so? Then I'll just have to check tomorrow. Well, I'll know when once I disconnect the if he told me the 25th it's going to happen, I should just give it the 25th and then during the day plug my phone from the other modem into the Archtop one and see if the phone lights up. Then I'll know it's completed, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. And then if that doesn't come up running, I'll call back. Okay. So I follow what's going on. I got you there. All right, so that would do it. I'm good to go, I guess, for now.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
Nope, that will do it.
All right, okay. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Okay, thank you very much. Take care.